Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got Madden-ers. ABC7's Scott Abraham joins us here on G&D, talking Commanders on the Beltway Blitz. Scott, biggest takeaways from preseason game number one?
Well, everybody's buzzing. Everybody's talking about him. Brian Robinson Jr. I've seen him for the last couple of weeks in practice, and I was like, my gosh, he is a big dude. He hits the hole hard. He runs hard. And he got the he took his opportunity on Saturday and made the most of it. He jumped off the screen. He looks good. He's going to get more opportunities. He caught a pass out of the backfield. He was decisive in his cuts. He's just going to grow from here. I'm really excited about Brian Robinson Jr.
Hey, Scott, I would be remiss if we didn't ask you because Danny was out, but I had to end up talking a lot, which is abnormal, about friends in the media this past week with what happened between you and Carson Wentz and I thought over the top comments of Jason Wright on social media. Where are we at with that? Have you talked to him? I just haven't talked to you since on air. And what are your thoughts on what happened?
Yeah, certainly. I respect your question. Basically, I stand by my interview. My station stands behind my interview. I stand behind my questioning. I encourage everybody, go on our website, wjla.com/sports, if you want to watch the full 11-minute interview with Carson Wentz. You know, the best part of this country, guys, is we have a voice and we're allowed to share our opinion or express what we believe on certain topics. And Jason Wright, he had what he had to say. It's his right. I'm moving on. The team is moving on. And that's where we stand.
Reasonable. And I just thought it was worth asking you while we had you on here for the first time. You're a regular with us.
I respect it.
And you will be on the Blitz with us all season long. All right, let's talk ball then and get back to it. So Sam Howell, a quarterback, you've seen practices. That was the first time I've seen him since I watched him in North Carolina, to be completely honest. I was really, really impressed. It wasn't perfect, but I don't know. There might be something there. What'd you think of him?
I mean, to counter that, yes. Great. Awesome. But it's also against, you know, third teamers, fringe guys that could play in the NFL. I see what you're seeing, Grant. Okay. There's something there. Okay. But I don't know if it can be there against, you know, number one top flight defenses. Okay.
Totally.
He has the skill set. He has some improvisation that kind of impressed me too. And he made some big throws. So, he could be a practice MVP, a third-team MVP. Come talk to me when you throw him to the Wolves and he's facing, you know, that Cowboys first-team defense or the Eagles first-team defense. Fans have a right to be excited, and there should be some buzz. But right now, this is Carson Wentz's team. They have to get behind Carson. In my opinion, he is the most important player on this team. The team is going to go as far as Carson Wentz takes them. I think it's nice that we've seen some glimpses. It's very early of Sam Howell, but this team is Carson Wentz's.
Scott, you mentioned first-team defenses. Hard to be impressed with Washington's first-team defense. Down 10-0 before you could blink. You know, if it wasn't for a fumbled snap on a second down, looks like Carolina, you know, might have had another touchdown there to boot. They marched right down the field. Just hard to feel good about this group that underachieved so much last year.
Yeah, again, it's early, Danny, but you saw it kind of rear its ugly head again because remember last year, guys, they couldn't get off the field on third down. That was such a big struggle. And what happened on Carolina's opening drive? I think they were 3-for-3 on third down conversions. Yeah, certainly they bent, but they didn't break. But there is some concern and some alarming tendencies that are starting to come to fruition. Listen, Saturday is going to be a huge test. You know Patrick Mahomes, that Chiefs offense, one of the best in the league. They're probably going to play a quarter and a half. So this first-team defense of Washington will be in the spotlight again against Patrick Mahomes and company.
Yeah, you know, you keep forgetting that based on the fact that it's week two of the preseason, we probably not only will see Mahomes, but maybe for a good chunk of football. So it's going to be a great test, to your point, to see that
right,
defense.
Right, because remember, guys, usually, traditionally, we've had four preseason games, but now it's only three preseason games. So arguably, these first-team players, they're not going to play that final preseason game against Baltimore, whoever the Chiefs play. So this is probably the final test for the coaches to see how their starters reacted in real game situations.
Scott, thank you as always, buddy, man. Really appreciate the time.
Yep, see you, fellas.
Be good. There's Scott Abraham of Channel 7 Sports in town on our Beltway Blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.